The American government doesn't care about you until they find out you've got oil. Nobody cared about Iran, Iraq. Nobody cared about Syria. Nobody cared about Diddy.
And Italy, too, because their oils are just delicious. But yeah, Diddy, that's a good point.
You know, I don't think Elon Musk has been getting enough credit for rescuing those astronauts.
So what were they doing up there in the first place again? I missed that detail.
Orbiting.
Who was supposed to get them down? Like, what was the original plan?
You know, NASA, although you have to remember that Obama scuttled the shuttle program. So the only things that NASA has been launching since his administration have been, like, equipment, satellite-type things, any human traveling has been joint efforts with other countries, Russia sometimes, or others.
Well, see, yeah. I was about to say, yeah, they were supposed to go up there for maintenance. It's almost like a Gilligan's Island scenario. It was supposed to be a 3-hour voyage or whatever, and then it turned into 6 months or 8 months or however long they were up there.
Elon Musk has formed the American Party, which would be a third political party. Mark Cuban and Anthony Scaramucci are interested. I think we need fresh politics. We need a new party. That'd be a way to gut the old parties.
What he's basically saying is, like, I'm basically going to be, this is a party for conservatives that actually is conservative.
Well, Mark Cuban's not conservative.
Well, no, not sociably. His big falling out was economically with the bill. And the debt and, you know, where the allocated money went, pretty much. But all in all, they...
You're talking about Musk. I'm talking about Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. He could get on board with this issue. Not in other issues, though.
Here's me with some potentially liberal thought process. I don't like Mark Cuban, but let's hear from him anyway. Well, let's get a lot of thinkers in the room. As Bill pointed out, when COVID happened, the only opinion that mattered was a handful of doctors. They didn't talk to historians. They didn't talk to business people. You know, hey, what is going to be the long-term lasting effect? But there's more at play than just we're sick.
Yeah, well, you know, if going to the history part, with the Spanish flu, the whole anti-masking thing, that was the same debate. In fact, they formed their own political party, which failed. Boy, funny how times repeat themselves. We were just talking about Musk doing that.
There have been other political parties that have come and gone in the past. You kind of settle into a two-party system because if you're going to win, you typically, you know, in any third party that arises is typically going to pull more followers out of one of the two existing and then the other one, and therefore kill that one, and the other one will win. I imagine in this case, if Musk actually formed this party, it would hurt the Republicans and help the Democrats.
It'd be another Ross Perot.
I kind of see it the other way around, though. Because I think the Republican Party right now feels strong, thinks they're strong.
As long as the Trump brand is, yes, because that's Trump's Congress now. They've signed their soul once they voted on that bill, so yes.
And I think Democrats are kind of looking for their identity.
Honestly, they're waiting for the plunge. Because I think once that bill takes effect, it's going to affect certain swing voters that gave Trump the win. This is how politics work. When Obama was trying to bring out Obamacare and it had hiccups in the rollout, guess what? Republicans gained ground. Why wouldn't you think it would work the other way around? This is the ebb and flow, guys.
Well, both political parties talk like when the other party puts out a bill, like it's going to be the worst thing ever.
Oh, yeah.
But in reality, they don't change as much typically as... It doesn't change a whole lot, really. And so... Musk is talking about, hey, I want stuff that, like, we're going to talk about balancing the budget. We're really going to have to cut a lot of programs. Like, we're way overspending. Now, we are cutting some, and like they're saying, you're going to have to just not say, hey, I'm a person, give me money to live off of. I'm not even a citizen or anything else. And, you know, the Democrats are like, all these people are going to lose care. Some are going to, because that's the idea. They're trying to cut spending somewhere, and they want to start with people who aren't even citizens. But... if you're going to cut more spending to actually balance the budget, yeah, then programs are going to have to go away. But yeah. It's not a bad idea. 100 years ago, the government had no social programs at all. Yes. There was no Social Security, no Medicare, nothing.
No FDA. All. Literally, nothing. People were dying tens of thousands just for simply buying groceries.
Well,
funny how like people are so privileged they forget why we have some of these programs. I think Texas, some politicians could probably rethink, maybe we need to put more money to some of these programs, maybe weather forecasting ones that got notoriously slashed.
I'm kind of Team Musk, where it's like, guys, I thought we were going to try to cut spending, and yet here we go, spending like the most money ever.
Mr. Musk, welcome to America. I don't know how they do things in South Africa, but we lie, and we always obey the dollar.
Back to Bill's point about splitting votes, we all know about that, but it's a shame. It's a shame that you can't have a third contender enter the race and actually, based on their merits, have a shot,
like a true independent,
have an actual shot.
You really need a fourth is the problem. I mean, I just think three takes away from one of the two big ones and doesn't work. You almost need four, but you don't need too many.
Or else you'll
get the Weimar Republic, and after World War I, where Germany had like two dozen different parties, and whoever won barely had like
10% of that.
Right.
Yeah. So the majority 15, were always going to be pissed.
Yeah, everyone was upset. Right.
So we started this conversation with Musk and getting astronauts home from space. Shout out the astronauts that made it home.
Shout out to space for being wide and stuff.
Now, shout out to Musk for getting them back to the only place where you can live in the solar system, Earth.
For now. Shout out to Bill's knee. Bill's new knee, made of titanium and adamantium. We went over some estimates. We couldn't go full adamantium, so it's a blend.
Adamantium coating.
Coating, yeah. Get your name out there. Ralph Nader discovered that the hard way during the 2000 election. And it's like, not that necessarily I was big on Ralph Nader. I mean, I think seatbelts are great and all. But he should have had a voice if he was on the
team. A big problem I have with the Democratic Party is literally trying to get a candidate off the ballots. That's ridiculous. I mean, like they were trying to do in Colorado and Maine and some other states.
I think
you don't need to win by like getting the other person off the ballot. You need to win on your merits.
No. I have a feeling now Trump has set the stage. Vindictiveness is now the political game. You not only are against your enemies, you got to stick it in and break it off.
They might have set the stage on him. No one's endured what he did in terms of lawfare from the other party.
Yeah, but you do have, you can't say that, like, no one's hanging dummies of Donald Trump from a tree. If they are, I haven't seen it, but I had seen two of Obama. It just is a stark reminder of, even though...
Sorry about your traumatization there.
Well, it reminds me, it's like, wow, is this really 2014, 2015? Because I feel like it's 1955 again.
That's kind of a distraction, though, compared to, like, you know why Trump has felonies? Because of bullshit lawsuit.
Well, you don't think he's purely... Well, on that, yeah, but you don't really think he's purely clean, do you?
Nobody's discriminating.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. He's no different than all the other businessmen, all the other politicians. In fact, you could probably see all the politicians you hate him earlier in his life endorsing. Wouldn't that be a flip-flopper?
It depends like what your definition of clean is.
Did
he break the law and a felony charge, you think, in any of his career?
He's pretty clean, or they would have got him on something more legitimate.
Of course, because when you're a billionaire, they do that.
Something more legitimate, then I wouldn't have an argument. But
it's just like they were going after what they thought would be an easy slam dunk. But it's really trivial based on other things. If they put more work and focus and probably time in building a case in, they could probably get them on something bigger. But yeah, I'm not naive in thinking that any businessman who does business like that is 100% like, oh, well, he's ethical. Like, he's got the telltale signs of like a Hollywood agent. And they're slime. Not all of them. A lot of them.
Crashing out is the new coping. and Gen Z is choosing that over counseling. Okay, is counseling really coping? Maybe it is for some people, but they're making this a binary. You can crash out or you can get counseling. It's like all over socials now, such and such crashing out. It's a hot topic last couple weeks.
Gotcha. And crashing out, what is that exactly?
Like they'll say a 31-year-old single mom crashing out, and it's them like ranting or a video of someone doing something where they're throwing a tantrum. They're whopping someone over the head with a trash bin at McDonald's or whatever because they're mad at the employee. Any of that is crashing out. But according to the article, it's that or counseling.
Yeah, those kids need counseling, it sounds. That sounds dumb. That sounds really dumb and extra sick that they record it and post it. Because we record and post a lot. That takes effort.
They need to have some personal responsibility and be adults.
Well, that's very responsible of you, Bill. Thank you.
Well said. Shout out Fernando for commenting on our last episode post.
Shout out for Fernando.
You were right about AI. It's not that we said you were, quote, wrong. We just
didn't
needed
believe you.
Some time to see the advancements.
Well, it's the little clip that you played a couple episodes back about the revenge AI. That was... If that story is 100% as legit as those morning people made it out to be, that's a little troubling, to say the least. Got his knees microplastic. That's in the one with that angle instead of adamantium.
Microplastics expert Todd.
Hi, everybody. Okay, we all know that lead paint is bad, but we didn't realize plastic was until we had a whole generation of it. Now it's in our sperm. That's right, microplastics in our sperm.
That just means it's infiltrated your body to a pretty strong extent.
Very strong biological extent. Like, it implies that your children are going to be born plastic.
In California, they are. I first heard this story about a year ago on the radio. They were talking about how, I think, a medical school student had dissected a dog as part of their training. And, you know, they were taking different organ samples and looking at them microscopically. And he discovered even in a dog that there were microscopic plastics in the dog's testicles, which then made them wonder, would that also be the case for humans? So then once they got some human cadavers, they
checked their testicles.
Checked it as well.
Look, I have two questions. One about the microplastic. Another, what class, why are we dissecting testicles in college?
For medical school, like for people going into...
Oh my God, this dog's testicles need to come out now, doctor. Don't worry. I will spay or whatever it is.
I'm sure the dog was dead, but like, they're just, they got
Hey, it's got balls. You want to do a bald thing? So, let's do it.
Well... Dogs and cats have similar anatomical structure. When I was at Clemson, we had to dissect cats, for my human anatomy and physiology class.
You know, I had a cat run away one time, never came back.
What did it look like?
It looked like it was together last I saw it. What did it look like to you,
Bill? Had little pins in it. Yeah, I got that high stuff.
Recognize that small intestine anywhere.
Let's say they had been looking at a liver and they found microplastics in the liver, just for argument's sake.
Yeah.
Well,
what's it mean?
Oh. I thought you were. That was a follow up.
Any accumulation in any organ, right, is going to be problematic. You know, we would assume then, I guess, that you would have more trouble breaking down foods. Just, I don't know. We know that birth rates are down. I attribute that more to the economic situations going on than microplastics.
Or even social, for that matter, because marriage is on the way out.
Socioeconomic. Yeah. There's reasons people are choosing not to have a kid. Mainly they can't afford it.
Yeah.
Well, But
maybe they're not having a kid because they're not married, but they're not married because they're having financial problems, and that's the root of a lot of unhappiness.
Yeah. But it is a concern because you think, how can I avoid plastic? I mean, so much food specifically comes wrapped in plastic or plastic bottles or
aluminum cans. Things that you don't think. Cheap glass. Let's say if you bought like a cheap, I don't know, jewelry case that is made of glass, but it's like not glass, that's plastic.
It's a mix, like Disney.
supposed to be shatterproof or something. I don't know. Yeah. But, you know, people don't realize just how it's not just things made of plastic, but plastic is lined in things.
Yeah.
It's in things that you don't even realize.
When we were boys in the 80s, you know, you bring your groceries home in paper bags, not plastic. Your ketchup and all came in glass bottles. There weren't plastic choices. Even shampoo was in glass bottles, not plastic bottles. Like
it, you said when you were boys. What about when you were girls?
Glass has its own risk.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, right. Obviously, a plastic shampoo bottle is way better than a glass one. But, you know.
Made for dramatic baths, though. Well, like, I hate my life.
it used to be that way. I mean, yeah, well, that's just what it was. Basically, everything came in glass or wrapped in paper or wax paper and that kind of thing. Yeah. Not a plastic bag.
And plastic was wonderful as far as if you think about its applications when it was first invented, you know, especially in the medical field. Think about that. Think about all the applications plastic has just in the medical field.
Just a syringe.
I didn't even know that. Are you kidding me? A syringe is plastic?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh.
And the interface of the syringe and the needle is plastic. The needle's like glued to a little piece of plastic that screws into the plastic syringe.
Okay, but the needle's still a needle though, right? Like, yeah. Okay. I thought that you were talking about that for a second. Like, what?
The IV bags. I mean, that's...
Yeah, I was thinking that offhand.
You can't escape it. I'm drinking from a plastic cup right now.
Yeah.
But even if I decided to strictly go glass, I'd still be exposed.
Yeah.
Now, it's not instantly dangerous like busted glass or, I don't know, Roundup herbicide or some other type of poison. Roundup comes in a plastic container, by the way.
Yeah.
And plastic's ultimately a petroleum byproduct.
I just wonder, like, okay, we definitely left our stain on the earth. I wonder what kind of stain we're leaving for our future of our species. You know, plastic will always be a part of our environment now. There's rocks. There's now like a mineral that's partially plastic now that's recognized because it's just been incorporated in our environment for so long that, you know, nature merged with it, I guess. And that's kind of what we're doing.
Well, it is lighter weight than a lot of other hard materials. So it's like when you're making, well, packaging food or anything that you're going to ship, part of my choices, it's like, you know, if I'm building something, I've got metal, I've got glass, I've got wood, or I've got plastic. Well, the lightest of these things is plastic.
Yeah, you know? The most cost-efficient is plastic.
Yeah, for like so much stuff gets shipped, and shipping is weight. And, you know, you add a lot of weight to put stuff together any other way.
Yeah. Well, think about this, too. We're even breathing it in. Think of your curtains, your carpets, you know, anything that's like, you know, imitation, whatever, probably has some sort of plastic incorporated into it.
Well, the human body is pretty resilient.
Heroin might take it down, but yeah, outside of heroin, pretty resilient.
But how much can it take?
Well, that's the big question.
Finding out, because we're the first generation, like as I've alluded to really live with it everywhere all the time.
Yeah. So this is our lead paint. This is our lead paint. This is our cigarettes, whatever you want to call it. This is our generation's potential
burden.
We might
cut back on it in some places somewhere in the future, but probably it'll be towards the end of our lifetime before that happens.
Our genetically modified wheat is probably worse on us. I mean, that's the thing. It's cost efficient. Whatever. You have to go along with the Farm Bureau to get your funding.
That could be a whole other line of conversation, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's other things that we've invented to cut a corner, but at what cost?
That's the only problem. I think that it's with competition, sometimes people play dirty and they'll cut a corner like that to gain an advantage, and we don't know about it, it seems, until 20, 30 years later when, I don't know, there's a documentary or something.
All right. A little break. Something to think about.
Yeah.
They're like this tall and they're red handled.
What the? Okay, like for a second I was like, am I gonna, is he gonna Am I being tortured?
He's looking for a set of pliers that is missing, but that's not it. That's all.
Okay, he just held it up and like he was looking at me and he had that crazy look in his eye like, I'm going to take your fingernails. I'm gonna do it, Todd. They took my knee. I got to take something for retribution. I can't sleep, for Christ's sake.
It's true.
It is true. Yeah, Bill.
The sleeping part is true. Yeah.
Yeah, the non... It's all true. It's all true.
I've got bigger pliers.
I don't know. When we get to the toes, we might need those.